Hello everyone, it's Jana here, or gentlemen, and it's Audimo day 6, which is a Wednesday, and at the moment I'm nice and cosy, nice and warm in here, but I can see the clouds are travelling very fast. I'm sitting in the car. I didn't get around to recording this morning because it's too windy. It's incredible. It's like November storms. It's so windy with lashings of rain. So not exactly British June weather. You'd expect to eat your strawberries and cream with, well, when it's warm and humid and a bit bleh. Not like this. So anyway, I've just been to London today. Well, it wasn't much better. Well, the rain stopped eventually, but it was still windy. But now the sun's come out, yay. So, yeah, it's been a bit of a strange day back to work. Very odd, anyway. This morning, it's kind of the trains were late. The ticket machine didn't work. So kind of had it all. but managed to get there and back, so it's all good. Also had, as usual, had a chat with my colleagues just to sort of catch up on things, and yeah, they've all got an opinion on the election, even if most of us can't vote. Yes, well, it's only 2 days to go now, so the campaigning is certainly reaching fever pitch, well, some parties anyway. Reading sort of what the news have got is not particularly good news for the Conservatives or about the Conservatives, but I think most people miss that, or in the day and age of fake news, if it doesn't fit in with what they believe, they dismiss it as fake news. I've seen that myself. It's quite interesting. So there were some Guardian journalists, I think, who broke the story about how the Leave campaign managed to sway voters, and I thought that's interesting that they're concentrating on the undecided ones. Well, I suppose that's the easiest, isn't it? If you're not sure how you're going to vote, but I could really see it over the last few days on Facebook, people who are diehard this or that. Anyone else who's got a different opinion gets shouted down. They're not even willing to listen to the argument, but they will resort to personal insults even. And this is friends. I mean, I've befriended these people. I know many of them personally. And but yeah, they will use personal attacks just because someone has an opinion that doesn't square with their own. And as I said, anything that you post that doesn't fit in with their world picture, they're not even willing to look at that and give it a thought. So it was quite, I found that quite surprising. I kind of want to look at, do I do that? I mean, I suppose I have my misgivings if somebody posts something that appeared in the Express or the Sun or the Mail, then I'm not very likely to give that a lot of thought, to be honest. But I hope that I at least try and look at the story and see what's actually behind it. What are they saying? What is the real story here, and how have they spun it? I tend to look at it like that. But it's interesting. So yeah, I can really see that there's no point even having a conversation with people like that unless you want to argue about politics, which is quite scary. Because I always think, isn't it good to have a dialogue and you can learn something from the other person, saying, oh, I didn't know that, oh, is that really the case? But no, they only want to know what reconfirms what they already know. So yeah, there's absolutely no point trying to persuade these people of anything else. So yes. Anyway, there's so many stories out there. I just don't really know what to look at and what to follow. I did think that, because it's all, I don't know, now we have a Qatar crisis and Donald Trump still keeps tweeting and he attacks the mayor of London and it's all just bizarre. Simon keeps saying, he looks at his Twitter feed or he looks at the news and he thinks that's not a very good episode of Black Mirror. And then you kind of think, no, that's actually true. That is really happening. Do any of you ever look at the news and think, this is utterly bizarre? Even a year ago, I wouldn't have thought of I'd see headlines like that in the papers. I'm not particularly optimistic. I saw I don't think that Theresa May and her hard Brexit is what the country needs. I don't think it's good that she made this election all about Brexit, but she's not actually explained to the voters what she wants to do. David Davis was bragging about having over 100 pages of things he wants to take to negotiations. But they've not actually explained what no deal means, and how that would, or a hard Brexit even, and how much this is going to, I mean, so far all we've heard is about, oh, well, we'll save 350 million a week, which isn't even 350 million a week, but never mind. But how much is it going to cost to renegotiate all the trade agreements that the UK currently has through the EU, to replace all the agencies where the UK is using the EU ones and they'll need their own? What's the impact going to be on trade, on the economy, on society? Even their target of wanting to bring down migration to the tens of thousands. There are studies that say that's going to damage the economy incredibly. What's going to be the cost of all this? What's this going to look like? Are they still going to be able to afford public services? So I just think they've not been open and honest. I think Theresa May is very good at bringing out sound bites. Maybe she, not Osborne, should have gone and worked for a paper because she can write their headlines for them. So we've had Brexit is Brexit. Still don't know what that actually means. In detail, and we've had enough is enough about the terror attacks. And again, you know, it's all these stuff where everyone will have their own interpretation. If you like her, you're going to say, yeah, enough is enough, it's all these terror attacks. If you don't like her, you're going to say, well, what does that mean? You're going to fund more police? It's enough cuts. The police kept telling you that there's going to be a problem if you don't give them more money or if you cut their numbers. So what? So yeah, it's great. It's great. It makes for great headlines. But if you actually scratch the surface, there's not much behind it. So we still don't know more than we do. I saw a headline earlier from Reuters, of all people, who said that the EU... so that's the other thing, it's conflicting stories out there in the news outlets. So Reuters was saying that they heard from some EU officials they want Theresa May back in because then they can just get on with the job of negotiating. They don't want a coalition government or even someone who wants to reverse Brexit, which I thought was an interesting position to take. And another one had officials saying, oh my God, they haven't got a clue and they're just using language as if we're going to war. So, and they're talking up this whole crashing out business. So we're expecting them to do that. And also because they can't be bothered to come up with any details of what they want to negotiate. So their only option when they realise how much work it is to say go. And presumably blame the EU. Anyway, I'm running out of time here. So bye for now.